Lord, this is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're happy to be with you again today in this series on our teachings on how to walk in divine health. We're teaching you about the blessings and the curses. It's amazing that the Word of God has all these wonderful answers, but it seems like that we don't believe them when we read these statements in God's Word. But I now know why people are sick, why some are sick, why some are cursed, why some are blessed, and it's all because of either their obedience or their disobedience to the Word of God. So we're going to continue on in that teaching today. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go through these teachings, I ask you to anoint the Word of God to your people so they will be able to receive and understand these promises from you so that you will be able to touch their hearts so that men and women will be able to repent of their sins, repent from what they've done wrong, ask you to forgive them, and then start walking in obedience to your word so they can start walking in faith so they can walk without any kind of sickness and disease. And I ask you to do that for them, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as we're going to take up right where we left off on our last series, on the last version of this series, when we were talking about this invisible realm that Paul makes us aware of in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that's where Paul makes us aware that there is an invisible realm, and that invisible realm, what it is, how it's angels and demons and so on and so forth, and how this is a realm that most people, there's a realm here that most people does not understand. I certainly didn't understand it. I was a Christian, raised in church all of my life, became a Christian, a confessing, believing believer when I was 11. But I had no knowledge of this invisible realm. Many, many years of my life went by before I was aware that there was another world right here around us that is highly saturated with beings, but they're invisible. You can't see them, and they're called angels and demons, but they're right here. And these fellows are what's controlling the world, and it's controlled by God's spiritual law. Now, when you break these rules, not always will it affect just you, but very, very likely it will affect your children, and not only your children, maybe your community, but maybe not only your community, but maybe your state and maybe your nation. I will give you an example of something I read when I was in history, studying history years ago, that Spain used to be one of the most powerful nations in the world. They had an armada, ships and things, and they were just a powerful nation. But way back there in the late 1400s, Spain drove out all the Jews. And God says to, in His Word, any nation that blesses my children, the Jew, I will bless them. If you curse them, I will curse you. Well, the Spain, they decided to drive the Jews all out of Spain. They didn't want them there no more. Now, while the Jews were there, Spain was a very blessed nation. One became one of the most powerful nations in Europe. But when they kicked out the Jew, immediately everything started going downhill for Spain. And Spain has never recovered. Spain has never been a significant nation on the face of the earth anymore. It's always been kind of deprived. It's been a way low nation. Well, people, they don't understand what happened. Well, I'll tell you what happened. God said in His Word, those people that bless my people, the Jew, I will bless them. He said, if you curse them, I will curse you. So that decision made by a few people to drive out the Jews out of Spain brought a curse up on the entire nation of Spain. And it's still there today. That curse is still up on the Spanish nation today. The average person has no idea why these things happen. But that's what's going on the earth. All these things are happening. Blessings and curses. You know, these are real. And many of these blessings and curses may not be explainable in our own lifetime. There is things that we just don't understand that's going on, that's all revolving around God's law. Now, one of the main things I've come to realize, that the main vehicle of blessings and curses is words. Now, like I say, I have done a complete teaching on the tongue. I've got 3 CDs, 2 cassette tapes, and then a big long video and a DVD on the power of the tongue. Those are available to you, and from our ministry, we will send them to you free and postpaid. All you got to do is call our ministry, and we will send you these teachings. Or you can go into the website, our website, and order these free and postpaid. But these are very, very powerful things that I've learned from God's Word. And words, your words, the words that you speak. Now, I'm going to give you a few of these verses today that will confirm what I'm teaching you. Now, I want you to listen in Proverbs. I'm going to give you 4 different places in the book of Proverbs, some of these powerful things. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, it says, "The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor." The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. "But through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered." Isn't that amazing that you can destroy your neighbor with your tongue, your mouth? But people do these kind of things all the time. They just don't understand what they're doing when they say these wrong things. And in Proverbs 12:18, it says, "There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword." One that speaks like the piercing of a sword. "But the tongue of the wise promotes health." The tongue of the wise promotes health. Well, how does that happen? Well, first of all, you have to learn how to speak. And when you learn the power in your tongue, you will change a lot of things. I think about that your tongue can bring forth health. Now, I want you to think about what I'm going to say here. How many times have you ever seen your grandmother, your mother, or maybe you've done it yourself? When it's kind of cold, damp outside, and the grass is moist with cold rain or something, and one of your children starts to break to run outside, and they're going to run outside across that green grass that's cold or damp with rain or something, and you'll scream at your children or holler at them, "Don't go outside with your bare feet. You'll catch your death of cold." Hey, that green, wet grass has nothing to do with whether that child's going to be sick or not. But the words you spoke is what opens the door to the demonic world to put sickness and disease upon your children. That cold, damp grass is not going to do it. That has no effect on it. I can think when I learned the truth, I've walked outside in the snow, barefooted. Yeah, it's cold. But you don't have to get sick. You can walk out in the snow for a little while. Yeah, your feet will freeze if you stay out there long enough. But you can stay out there for a while, and it definitely won't give you a cold. You can walk out on the damp, cool grass for hours and not get a cold, unless you start saying so with your mouth. But when you start saying so with your mouth, you can make not only yourself sick, but your children. So you need to really be cautious what you say with your tongue. You don't realize the power of your words. The Word of God has a whole lot to say about words. Now then, in Proverbs 15:4, it says, "A wholesome tongue is like a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." Powerful things God had to say about the tongue. But in Proverbs 18:21, this is one of the most powerful ones in the entire Word of God. And I want you to listen to what he said in Proverbs 18:21. "Death and life." What? "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." I've heard an old proverb myself when I was a young child growing up that say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." That is the furthest thing from the truth. I now realize that that proverb is not from God. That's from the devil. Because, yeah, sticks and stones may bruise you, and sticks and stones big enough can kill you. But that proverb says sticks and stones, you know, they won't kill you, you know. But it says, but words will never, so they may kill you, but it says, but words will not hurt you. Well, let me tell you, sticks and stones can kill you, and words can kill you. Words can break the spirit. You can say the wrong thing at the right time to a person and literally break their spirit. And you don't want to do that, because words are the most devastating things they are. Just think, you go around saying, oh, I'll probably come down with arthritis by the time I'm 50. Or I'll probably have emphysema because I'm a smoker. You're constantly saying what you believe you're going to have. And your body is going to hear what your tongue says, and your body is going to respond, and your body is going to take on the attributes that you spoke with your mouth. If you speak sickness and disease, and you have faith in sickness and disease, then that will bring death to you. And most people today definitely have faith that cancer will kill you. But they don't have faith the Word of God will heal you. Well, you technically can't see either one of those. You can't see that germ that brings cancer. But you believe it. You believe it will kill you. And so whenever the symptoms begin to come up on you, the every person, you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, I have bad news for you. You have terminal cancer. Almost without exception, even the Christians, they will believe that report. And then they'll start saying, I'm going to die. I had a young man come to one of my healing schools in the Dallas area just a few months ago, that he worked in the Dallas area, and he got the feeling real bad. So he went to a doctor. He was a Christian, but he didn't know these things. He went to a doctor. The doctors examined him and told him he had a very rapid growing disease and only had about 3 weeks to live. So he went back to his home state where he was from and purchased his own burial spot and was making arrangements for his own funeral. He believed the report of the doctor. Where he was, somebody happened to hand him one of my teachings, one of my video or audio or DVDs or whatever it was. They handed him one of those. He took that teaching, listened to it, and thought, goodness, according to what this man has to say from the Word of God, I don't have to die. So he came back to Dallas, came to one of my healing schools, and sat through 1 4-hour healing school and received the blessings of God, repented of all of his sins, got right with God. God healed him. 3 months later, he came to another healing school, gave his testimony that he's completely healed. Instead of being dead in 3 weeks, 3 months later, he's totally alive. And he says, now I'm going to obey God. I'm going to do what he says, and I'm going to live to be an old, healthy man.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.